Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, 19 April 2016. I am Tungameli Nkomo, and today I'm going solo. My co-host, Tatenda Gumbo, is away. So tonight, we are talking Zimbabwe independence from a youth perspective. What does it mean to you? Let's get talking on our social media platforms. Find us on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 or on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318. You can reach us also on 001-202-619-2077, and we will call you back. By the way, we are also streaming live on the internet at Studio 7 VOA or voandebele.com, voashona.com, as well as voazimbabwe.com. Zimbabwe commemorated 36 years of independence from white minority rule yesterday, with President Robert Mugabe saying that his government is working very hard to improve people's lives. Mr. Mugabe also promised that his government was working flat out to resuscitate companies that have closed down because of financial problems, the economic problems Zimbabwe is currently grappling with. He said, and I quote, "The resuscitated companies include Lobel's Bread, Keynes Holdings, Rio Zimbabwe, Blue Ribbon Foods, Delta Corporation, Arinel, Olivine Industries, Border Timbers, Cotton Company of Zimbabwe, and Caps Pharmaceuticals." These are companies that Mr. Mugabe says have, to this end, been resuscitated. He also says, and I quote, "New entrants and those that have expanded their operations in the domestic economy include Pure Oil, Surface Investments, Grafax Holdings, Feedmix, Novatex, Profits, Divipel, Nibble, Ninja Nax, Kefalos, just to mention a few." Mr. Mugabe also says that, you know, the economy is showing signs not only of improvement, but of growth. But he also lamented the drought that's currently obtaining in Zimbabwe. You'll remember that 4 million or more people are in need of food aid currently in Zimbabwe. And also quoting from Mr. Mugabe, talking about rural development, he says, "The development of our rural communities, where the majority of our people reside, remains under constant focus and indeed of government. To this end, government now has the Ministry for Rural Development, Preservation and Promotion of Natural Heritage," blah, 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 blah. He also talks about improving the lives of civil servants. He says government will also continue to find ways of improving the welfare of civil servants. "It is the desire of government that salaries progressively match the poverty datum line." And the bigger question today is for the youth at home. What's in it for you? Zimbabwe has been independent for 36 years. Zulukandaba lamhlanje kuhlelo sikhuluma ke ngozibuse eZimbabwe selifikise iminyaka engu 36 lithole uzibuse kodwa lanqabe hambile National Sports Stadium izolo abanengi ebesiya kuzwa umongameli ekhuluma lapho bejabula abanye ngababutheneyo endaweni ezithiyeneyo zelizwe abanye abaningi bathi akulalutho lokuthakazelela kini bontanga uhlelo ngolwenu lamhlanje lina-ke lilubona njani ilanga le-independence sesifikise nje iminyaka engu-36 amashumi amathathu lasithupha vechidiki kumaruva uko kumadoroba maswera sei chirongwane chenyu chirongwa che The Connection kusangana uku nhasi tichitarisa zuva reindependence tiri kuziva kuti Zimbabwe yakasvitsa makore 36 nezuro yakawana kuzvitonga kuzere vamugabe kana kuti hurumende yevanhu vatema iri panyanga saka mvunzo mukuru nhasi ndewekuti kwauri wechidiki kumba uko zuva iri rinorevei kwauri vakawanda vakafara nezuro vari kuti haiwa Zimbabwe tawana kuzitonga kuzere saka tinofara asi pane vamwe vari kuti aiwa zvinazvina kumira zvakanaka munyika upfumi wenyika hakuna kumira zvakanaka makambani ari kuramba achivhara saka naizvozvo hapana mabasa upenyu hwaoma asi vamugabe vari kuti aiwa makambani tiri kugadzirisa upfumi huri kuimprova saka ngati kurukurei vechidiki chirongwa ndechenyu we have our first guest on the line. That's Donald Sen Mabuto, an MDCT activist in Bulawayo. Mabuto, ngiyakwamukela kuhle.
Thank you, Nyabonga Mfowethu.
Yeah, 36 years of independence. I don't know whether you are that old yourself, but how important is you know independence to you?
Yes, thank you, Ndunga. Independence it's very important to us all Zimbabweans. But there is nothing to celebrate, especially with what has actually transpired in our nation, the economic situation which has prevailed in this country. High rate of company closures, deterioration of health system, deterioration of education, retrenchment of workers from companies. So there is nothing to actually celebrate about, because I would wonder what would happen if the likes of Joshua Komo, the Tongogaras, the Stepos were to rise up today from death and see the Zimbabwe they fought for.
Kungaphi lapho kumotshakale khona okusolayo Mabuto okwenza uthi mhlawumbe ayi singaba kuthiwa kulozibuse kodwa into kazimanga kuhle.
Into zimanga kuhle Ntunga isonto eyimfihlo leyo mfowethu. Into zibe manzonzonzo kubi. Ungakhangela singakhangela even kwezomnotho welizwe kathesi mfowethu. Ukhangele le mali esithi yimali ilizwe bantu bakithi elingaba le highest denomination yemali i-50 cent bond coin. And we are talking of independence. Ukhangele ukuthi singakhuluma nge-independence nxa singakhuluma nge-independence njani. Thina silabo almost 95% of Zimbabwean population ingelamsebenzi. Ezibhedlela kungela mithi yokulapha. Imfundo ngale kuma education sector into zime banzonzonzo. So akula nto esingayijabulelayo lapha sithi hayi sathola uzibuse siyajabula siyachazeka eZimbabwe. There is nothing to celebrate about. Kubi mfowethu abadala laba sibevulele ilizwe abali inherita lisese mnandi ngakubisela emuva kancane ukuthi sithola uzibuse ngo 18 April 1980 we had the strongest currency in the world sasi 1-1 with the British pound sasi hlonitshwa even ku Southern Africa iZimbabwe yazakala ukuthi it's the bread basket of Southern Africa sasi exporter inyama sasi exporter igwayi to European countries but also kukhona kathesi akujabulisi so angeke ngathi siyathokoza sikhululekile sine independence forward.
Aha, qhubeka ubambile konapho Mabutho. We also have our second guest, that's Brighton Makunike, is National Youth Spokesman, MDC, formation led by Walsh Mncube. Mkoma Brighton, maswera se?
Das kuya kona maswera se yu mkoma.
Ata swera bo. Gure se iku harare uko?
Harare mazino mkoma uko.
Mkoma ka pembera ere zuare independence nezuru.
Zwa re-independence izwa latino rangaria ni marwazo kunyanya atakata isora nesu wechidiki mo nika edu ya Zimbabwe taking into consideration that the fight and visage by the late Tongo Gara Chitepo wana luka otu masuku nana chief Tangwena was about the anti-imperialist and anti-colonialist, whose premise included democracy, freedom, liberty, equality, universal suffrage, justice, socio-economic justice, and prosperity. For that, none of these are existing in Zimbabwe. And if you take a look, our nation is going through an unprecedented economic and political crisis, which has been authored by the autocratic and illegitimate government of Robert Mugabe and ZANU-PF. And the economic crisis is deepening every day. There is no employment.
Where exactly, Mr. Makunike, did the leadership go wrong? You are saying that they lost, they digressed from the trajectory that was set by other, you know, legendary freedom fighters that you mentioned earlier. Where did the current crop of leadership go wrong, in your view? Hello, Vamakunike. Hello, Mkoma Brighton. I think we have lost Brighton Makunike, MDC, Ncube Youth Spokesman. But we will try shortly to get him back on the line. Mr. Mabutho, you are still on the line, right?
Yes, I'm still there, my brother.
Okay, what exactly can be done by the government, especially to address all the problems that today's youths are faced with for you guys to wake up, say, next year on independence and be proud to be the Zimbabwean nation?
First of all, my brother, I think what this government should do, they should just do this honorable thing of swallowing their pride and admitting that they have failed dismally to manage this country. They should call for free and credible election and allow new leadership which still has vigor and energy, ideas to put this country back on the framework. I think the regime of President Robert Mugabe has failed dismally. You can actually, if we look at things like healthy, education, agriculture, everything has collapsed. due to corruption. We've elected thieves into public office, and they've looted. For example, I'll give you an example of Marange, where billions, where diamonds worth billions were looted by our leaders and by the Chinese. So, in short, I would ask this government to do an honorable thing to just come and allow the likes of the Tsvangirai to take over and put this mission on the wheels again.
Mr. Mabuto, governments, incumbent governments, don't just surrender the reins of power and say to the opposition, oh, we have failed, here you go. That doesn't happen.
Can you come again? You are breaking my brother. Come again.
You are saying, Mabuto, that because Mr. Mugabe and his ZANU-PF government have failed, they should let Mr. Tsvangirai come in. I'm saying handing over power by a sitting government to an opposition, just like that, saying, oh, okay, you know what, we have failed. Come and try, you know. The state house is yours. Come and, you know, take the reins of power. That does not happen.
Yeah, it does not happen now that this nation has been hijacked by the greedy military guys who are actually running the state of affairs of this country. But like I said before, these gentlemen, if they have got the people of Zimbabwe at heart, if they really want to put Zimbabwe back or its heydays, they should just swallow their pride. They should just let their egos go and say, let's allow somebody who is capable to take over. If this thing then fails, I think it would be proper that people should just sit down and have a consensus. What we call a consensus, I think the union of two minds, whereby the military, the people in ZANU-PF, the people in the NDC, the people in the PDP, the people in the ZIMFEST would sit down and say, for the sake of this country, oh, guys, let's just swallow our pride and move forward.
Uthi ubaba uMgabe Mabuto ngengabala earlier okhuluma ngamankampani asevuselelwe nguhulumende lapha okhuluma ngeLobels, iCanes, iRio Zimbabwe, Blue Ribbon Foods, Delta Corporation, Arinel, Olivine Industries, Border Timbers, Cotton Company of Zimbabwe, Caps Pharmaceuticals. Uthi maningi kakhulu amankampani angawabalisa lapha. Kambe genzi yini, lingamsola uhulumende yini ukuthi genzi umsebenzi wakhe nxa ebalisa ukuthi sevuselele wonke lawa amankampani?
Angazi ukuthi kuleqiniso elingakanani mfowethu khonokho ukuthi yena uPresident Sibili ngasukuma ebreak ethi sekuvuselele inkampani. Khona ama-youth ethu lokhu ehlale semabrijini ngamanga lawo aluhlaza joko, it's just a screen saver, a cosmetic type of impression which the president wants to bring to our attention. But this does not reflect what is on the ground. The 2.2 million jobs which they promised us, actually there is none. They have actually created unemployment with of about 2.2 million. These things are not visible. These are mere lies. It's very malicious. The old man should just come forth and say, look, my daughter, I saw a shule, send Kulile, what in the Nyekeleni, Nyegeli Zimbabwean, seventh. Katesi, President Galwami, as Kulisela, as Lenin Penchedi, and Ali. Of which I wouldn't blame him very much, because I think the old man is being held to ransom by a few greedy people who are around him, like the G40. And the old man, I mean, he should just be taken to rest, my brother. and let this company move forward rather than telling us lies that this company has opened, this company has opened, this company has opened. He hasn't even given us the statistics of the employment they have created. So this is a lie. These are all lies.
Siyabonga Mabutho qhubeka ubambile khonapho ngazi ukuthi kwenzakalani ngencingo zethu kodwa besike saba lo Brighton Makunike isikhulumeli saba sakhulayo kuMTC kancube lwa soluquma ke ucingo lwakhe. I'm sure our producers are trying hard to get him back. Si leqwetha njalo okumele sikhulume lalo uvumile ukuba na ufuna ukukhuluma khona apha emsakazweni uSteven Gono zwinabakovu sizazama ukumbamba kusikhatshana esilandelayo vamakunikendo kunzwa ukuthi madzoka parunari
ndazoka mkoma.
Ndanga ndichitaura nawe kuti vakawanda vemapato ari kupikisa muri kuti hapana zvekufarira nekuti nyika yaita mamvemve hapana mabasa magambani ari kuvharwa asi kava mugave vari kuti hurumende yangu iri kushanda nesimba kumusidzira. Makambani aya vakataura iwo makambani mazhinji nezuro anosanganisira ana Lobels vana Canes vana Kotko Blue Ribbon Rio Zimbabwe hanzi kuverenga huda akawandisa makambani atamusidzira uyezve atiri kubatsira kuti agone kushanda nesimba at 100% capacity. Muri kupokana nazvo here izvo?
Tinopokana nazvo zvikuru tichirayira kuti manzwi ari kubuda mumukanwa nemusharukwa akuita yatinoti out of touch with the reality nekuti takatarisa zviri kuitika tingangoti Zimbabwe.
Oh my goodness. Koma Brighton muri pere parunare. Runare rwa Brighton Makunike MDC Ncube youth national spokesperson rwa Kata zvekare iyahlupa ke ifoni yalumlisa. Kungasenani sibuyele ku Donaldson Mabutho OMDCT ukhona Mabutho. Alo Mabutho ukhona ecingweni? Alo mnumzana Mabutho. Kukanya angiselaye engilaye ecingweni lapha ucingo lukaMabutho lukhanya soluqumile eka Brighton Makunike ifoni layo iqumile kodwa emakhaya khona ngapho lilalele umsakazo ngowenu lisithinte khona pha lingene kuhlelo ikakhulu abasakhulayo bontanga sukumani sukumelani phezulu uhlelo ngolwenu lisibambe khona pha emsakazweni ku 001-202-619-2077 yiloke ucingo lolo luthi 001-202-619-2077 kumbe lingangena ku WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 uhlelo ngolweni bokheke lisithinte sikhulume sixoxa ke ngodaba lwe independence vechidiki kuZimbabwe ndiri kuti chirongwa ndechenyu tibate ipa numbers note 001-202-619-2077 tikurukure kana kuti mutibate pa WhatsApp number dzinoti 001 202-465-0318. 0318 chirongwa ndeche nyuveduwe ngati kurukurei rinorevei kwamuri zuva reindependence iro raga rangarirwa nenyika yese nezuro sike sabale town hall konapa izolo studio 7 kolumanga konapa ema studios etu Washington DC begulo ambassador or rather begulo congressman wakonapa emelika o yazi kakhulu ngembali yeAfrika oseke wafika eZimbabwe ubekhuluma ngodaba lweziijeziso sithi laye kuyadanisa nje ukuthi iZimbabwe isifikise iminyaka engu-36 kodwa impilo yabantu beZimbabwe iqhubeka ichabalala imotshakele khuluma ngokuthi iZANU-PF ingacatsha ngomunwe bekhulume ngezijeziso bethi izijeziso yizo ezibulala umnotho welizwe obesithi yena u-congressman lowo wathi hayi izijeziso azilani lokhu yikwehluleka nje kweZANU-PF ukubusa kuhle tine emtereri kuBotswana mkoma Hasla makadi mkoma Hasla
ndipangu makadiyo
aiwa tripo mafone edu ari kunetsa nhasi asi tinofara kuti magona kupinda kuchirongwa muri kunzwakanya iri mugango nhasi
hongu
tipei mashoko enyu
nyaya independence yedu hongu tiri kupembera kuti tine independence but zviri kunetsa kuti chekupembera chacho hapana because taita dambudziko reneuka ndichiri mwana mudiki we learnt about the greedy dog you know there was a story I think dandrimu grade 4 the story of a greedy dog that was going up ndichipfuura nepa a bridge or parwizi you know it was so greedy that it saw another dog its reflection in the water and it thought it would have two bones because it was biting a bone kapisira widza bones ranga inaro mumvura and that's the state we are in you know because right now tofunda sondrakapera pa studio we were talking of vana vari kukuwait vana vasikana who are now into all sorts of bad things you know we have people who risk cross Limpopo, a river infested Nemakarwe, you know. We are talking of man who are being flogged, man who chema to Botswana and Arukuro and Zamboko, you know, because they've entered Botswana illegally, you know. So at the end of the day, Chatuk Pemberachi, we knew a Rhodesia. There were not so many Zimbabweans in the diaspora. You know, there was life kumusha. You know, Maredu yaitenga tangatine mari. At independence, say one of your panelists has said, we're 1-to-1 ne pound. Right now they are talking of sanctions. Smith angatorinema sanctions which were recognized worldwide. We had import substitution. We had anadama. We had another Zambezi coachworks, you know, Chigadrama Bazi, and all sorts of things. You know, so Esmes is an independent state. Who's that to say? Right now, for
Mkoma Hasla, ndimbo mubatai muro, morambai muri parunare timbo, torama femo mshana. Di chadzoka. Zimbabwe, it's been a pleasure. Our radio listeners, it's that time of the day when we have to say good night. But the good news is we are streaming live on the internet at voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com. Please do stay tuned if you have internet connection.